It starts. You wrote, when the day comes for Earth's astronauts to land on Venus and Mars for the first time, they will find signs of human life. The same is true of the other planets of the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood is, of course, well aware of Titania's astral civilization, as well as others. For some time, our people on astral Venus have been manifesting physical bodies to recolonize the physical level of Venus or to live on Earth. I cannot say how life on the planet has changed since I left Venus. Perhaps other people of the Brotherhood who now live on Earth will be speaking about their lives on other planets. Trying to learn about the many varieties of culture on other planets is like counting the grains of sand on a beach. Studying Earth's many different cultures would be kindergarten work compared to studying life in this vast brotherhood. It is the spiritual maturity of the souls inhabiting a planet which determines, to a great degree, what its life will be like. The more spiritually developed the individuals become, the less complex their life becomes, and the less dependence there is on material technology. More dependence is placed on natural power of the soul working through mind. At first, life on a planet is simple and primitive, but it isn't long before technology emerges and becomes complex. Then the planet reaches a point where its technology is much like we find on Earth today. Somewhat advanced, but very complex. A final stage is that which can be found on the more advanced planets, where technology has become more simple again, and at the same time, more advanced. For example, walking is a simple yet limited method of transportation. A more complex way of getting around may be to ride a horse. Still more complex and more advanced is the use of automobiles. But traveling in the soul body is even more advanced still, yet much simpler than any other way of traveling in the lower worlds. Other planets are all at some point on this scale, on their way to a simple but technically advanced way of life, all depending on their spiritual progress. Some planets experience a greater lag, such as Earth. Then everyone in the solar system becomes concerned. Whenever technology progress outturns spiritual maturity, great difficulties lie ahead. As I mentioned before, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto do have human life in their appropriate form. I also learned that the planets beyond Pluto are uninhabited and yet unnamed. This may have changed since I left Venus. Originally, there were only four planets: Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter. The remainder of the 12 were formed since then through a continuous natural process of creation and dissolution. Planets are constantly forming and being destroyed, contrary to what many Earth scientists seem to believe. Atomic testing on Earth can be a serious matter because what happened on Mercury can happen to Earth. A shift in the orbit sent the planet closer to the Sun, and the people were forced to leave. Fortunately, Saturn was uninhabited at the time, and space travel on Mercury was advanced enough to make an evacuation possible. Earth may not be so fortunate. The truth of the laws of the supreme deity, natural law, are well known and accepted on other planets of our solar system. All that these planets have in common, as opposed to Earth, results from the population living under spiritual law and making these truths the most important part of their lives. We do not see fellow humans as the physical body or mind, the state of consciousness, the attitudes, or any lower qualities. These are only temporary masks. Each living form is soul expressing itself, and therefore we understand all of life instead of judging it. The people of the spiritually advanced planets are all very well aware of the law of karma, how they will meet face to face with all deeds and misdeeds. As well, they know that death is not an end, but only a transition to another world. An awareness of the laws of life make a huge difference in how people act. Life on Earth would be transformed if alone the law of karma were understood and accepted. Only the inner unfoldment of individuals will bring Earth out of its ages of war and tyranny. You have it because you still want it. When you are fed up with it, you will grow. The common enemy of soul is, of course, the cow power, which flows through the consciousness to control the mind and emotions and thus create fresh karma. Since thoughts and feelings are always caused in this world, then a control of thoughts and feelings is a control of destiny. The negative flow through man appears as one or more of the five passions: greed, anger, vanity, lust, and attachment to material things. When these passions are in control in the people as a whole, then life improves greatly and is much like what exists on Venus and some other members of the Brotherhood of Planets. Through such inner control, there would be no conflict and war. The last interplanetary war in this solar system took place before your society even existed. The outer conditions of life always reflect the inner control of the mind and emotions. In trying to recognize people from Earth's neighboring planets, sometimes it is very noticeable beyond our physical appearance is our attitude toward other human beings. We accept other people not on our terms, but through the awareness that each being is soul and the lower worlds are only a school. If we meet someone on Earth who is prejudged or who feels badly about something, this is accepted because it is a result of that person's level of consciousness. This is all that person has learned. We realize that no one is wrong because each person can only know so much until having the experiences that change his attitude and level of consciousness awareness. We Venusians are known to give out a feeling of love for all life, and we have a look of peace and serenity about us. We are happy with any situation and accept it as an experience to help us grow, rather than thinking of it as something negative. No matter how negative it may seem to be, it is very easy to get along with people from other planets. There is some inner quality which draws others to us. We are not better than the people of Earth. We have only had an opportunity to be born this time in an environment that then was at peace with itself and that made spiritual truths of life available. Many of us have also experienced life on Earth in the past. Each man has within himself the power to change whatever he does not agree with, simply by visualizing what he would like to have. Most of Earth's people are not aware of this power within, so therefore you tend to worship those people who have experienced and learned to see it. We have an opportunity to realize who and what we are, whereas on Earth, does not realize the great potential within himself as an individual. Each individual must choose the path he will walk. Balance and non-interference are areas of life where our people have shown much improvement over the centuries. There are crucial to spiritual developments in the lower worlds on soul journey to self-realization and God-realization. They are lessons which many people on earth need to learn. Non-interference is a spiritual law of freedom for each individual. No two people think alike, feel alike, react alike, or have the same attitudes and viewpoints, or are the same level of spiritual unfoldment. Each individual has his own personal universe, which according to spiritual law, must be respected. This is not recognized or understood on earth, which is the underlying cause of many of today's problems. If people paid more attention to directing their own lives, then there would be fewer troubles in the world. The more you interfere in other people's lives, the more others will interfere in your own. This is the law of karma in action. Believing that another should be a certain way or should have certain standards and attitudes leads to interference. The ideal is to accept others as individuals at their own level and going through their own lessons as soul. Interference includes pushing ideas or viewpoints on others, helping others or giving advice without permission, or even thinking that what another person is doing is wrong. To try to understand why others act, think, or feel the way they do is much more beneficial than merely judging. It also helps each individual to understand himself better. We do not dispute. We seek understanding and feel that what the other has to say is more important because one already knows what he has in mind. Balance is so important in life, so universally important that beings throughout the lower worlds are trying to master it. To not enter any extreme in life is one of the ways soul can be released from the lower worlds of time and space. Unfortunately, very few on earth are learning the lesson of balance. To be balanced as soul means being balanced in every way, even in eating. A person must try to reach a balance between positive foods and cow foods. Sadly enough, civilized people on earth eat mostly cow foods. Regarding desire, a person must always be able to walk away from anything or situation. Otherwise, he becomes a slave to the things of this world. One must be neither for nor against anything. This treading the middle path sometimes seems like walking the razor's edge. Spiritual man is at times a channel for spiritual power and at other times for the cow power. The self-centered man is almost always the channel for the cow force.
Cow means negative.
Yes, spelled K-A-L.
Right.
Complete.
It's derived from the Tibetan word.
Oh. I thought it was a word that you were using from Venus.
No, it's Sanskrit, which is the oldest language on Earth, and it has more power, more energy, more good energy.
All right, well. Completely eliminating the five passions of the mind would mean being unbalanced toward the positive polarity, which is not so good either because he is not learning the lessons of control. As long as a person is human, he will be able to enjoy the things of the physical world, but hopefully not become a prisoner of them. One of the purposes of these revelations is to help man achieve a balance in his earthly life. Balance must also be observed in man's dealing with nature. A great deal of damage has already been done on Earth to delicate ecological systems and continues to be done. Ages ago, people on Venus and Mars awakened in time to realize that by destroying nature, they are destroying themselves. They began to respect nature by replenishing what was taken from the soil and not destroying everything to build cities and villages. Unless the worldwide poor soil conditions on Earth are remedied and the use of chemicals to grow and protect food is stopped, man will not survive another century on Earth. On other planets, there is no disease and average lifespans are many hundreds of years. Our people show no signs of aging beyond their 20s and early 30s. Many causes are at play here, ranging from mental attitudes to planetary influences. If the people of Earth knew the truth about nutrition and applied it, then you could expect the same excellent health that we enjoy. Most diseases known and feared on Earth are actually caused by the food people eat and do not eat. Expecting general health after eating poisoned and deficient foods is like expecting your car to run on milk instead of gas. Diseases are nothing more than symptoms. The causes lie at three levels: thought, emotion, and physical action. Negative thoughts and emotions will eventually reflect in the physical body's ailments. Transportation of things on Venus is done with energy matter converters. The sending unit converts matter to energy, while the receiving unit converts the energy back to matter. Levitating machines have been used extensively before then. Their development came at about the same time magnetic power was first used for space travel. Space travel has been tightly woven into the fabric of our lives for many centuries. Our motivation in leaving the surface of our planet has always been to learn more about the universe and its natural law. A great number of scientists and professional men crew our ships, both the motherships and the convoys. Since change is such a basic reality in the lower worlds, we always find something new to observe and learn. There are many advantages to belonging to the Brotherhood. All of the planets but Earth joined in a common bond for the same reason that any two people with common interests and concerns join together. We are always prepared to assist another planet or spaceship in distress, or to share minerals and plants not found abundantly on a neighboring planet. Our scientists work together on common projects to bring into existence the wonders of imagination. In every solar system, the Kal Na'ar, or negative child, as we call the planet Earth, causes much concern. The Venusian name for Earth using English letters to create the sound is, and I'll just spell it, J-H-L-A-T-A and then capital G-E-U-M. Could you pronounce that for us, Omni?
No.
Okay. All right.
I think it's like a Sanskrit.
Yeah. Jalata Genum. Often in its growth, it becomes a menace to its own survival and that of nearby planets. Ages ago, the moon became a base of operations in our work with Earth. Here we build elaborate colonies and transportation networks in secluded valleys and craters. Much more will be made known about this fact in the near future. Among our facilities are huge hangars where our motherships can be safely serviced and stored. Your public has been totally misled in its understanding of the moon. Moons are not dead satellites, but small planets just as carefully designed as the sun-orbiting planets are. Most of the moon's surface is desert and the temperature becomes hot. Yet our people, as well as other visitors, can and do survive in the open air without environmental headgear. Over time, the human body can adjust to the rarefied atmosphere. Not only was I taught as a child that Earth's moon was inhabitable, but during an out-of-body experience, I saw this for myself. During the time we were on the mothership, my uncle sat down with me to explain some of the secrets of space travel. Our tremendous technical growth is a result of our harnessing the natural forces instead of working against them. Our spaceships, both the mothership and the saucer-shaped convoys, are able to perform what seem to be wonders by using the natural energies of space, solar and magnetic energy. Not only are our ships unaffected by gravity and friction, but they also can maneuver at tremendous speeds. Observers on Earth have clocked our ships on radar incredible speeds. They have seen sharp angle turns at thousands of miles per hour and unbelievable rates of acceleration and deceleration that theoretically would crush all the occupants on board. The secret lies in the use of magnetic power and magnetic fields, as well as solar power. Every mothership and every small shuttle ship contains within it what appears to be a central shaft or pole. In the mothership, this pole lies lengthwise, whereas in the convoy, it is vertical in the central cabin, running from top to bottom. This shaft acts as a magnetic pole of the ship, and it helps create a magnetic field like that around and within any planet. Just as Earth has a north pole and a south pole, so does our spaceships have positive and negative magnetic charges. The power needed to create a strong gravitational magnetic field is derived directly from the sun. In the convoy, under the glass-like dome atop the ship and atop the magnetic pole sits a coil coated with a rare kind of crystal. This crystal material very effectively converts solar energy into magnetic energy, together with a solid gold pole, the necessary magnetic field is created. Gold is one of the very best conductors of magnetic power. Once it has been properly adjusted, the magnetic field makes the convoy or mothership an independent being, unlike your aircraft and spaceships, which are subject to Earth's magnetic field and the atmosphere. Thus, our ships are like tiny planets in themselves. This independence of a planet's influence is called weightlessness. In flight, our ships are in a state of balance with the planet itself. When the power is turned on, the ship has become weightless. In order to fly to and from a planet's surface, very little push is needed. Friction with the atmosphere is effectively eliminated by the magnetic and high energy fields surrounding the ship. It is as if the ship were deep in space, unaffected by planetary gravities and atmosphere. The polarity of the pole in the convoy is reversed in going to and from the surface. Horizontal flight is or push is created through three charged metallic spheres which make up the understructure of the convoy. They are basic features of the machinery of this type of craft, just as the magnetic pole is a normal part of the machinery and operating apparatus of all versions of these ships. The spherical understructure of the ship also have magnetic poles and are electrically charged. Rotating the undercarriage on which they are mounted shifts that ship to another magnetic line of force. The speed of our ships is limited only to the activity of space, not to any arbitrary speed of light. Extremely high velocities are very dangerous in a planet's vicinity. There is not the slightest feeling of movement or acceleration on board, no matter how severe the maneuver. In a split second, our ships can come to a stop without causing the least bit of strain on the pilots or passengers. The interior feels like a motionless room. This is because the ship is independent of outside forces. Breaking the ship to a stop would at the same time break the pilot to a stop, and relative to the ship, he feels nothing. The fields around our ship also prevent mid-air collisions. Ships bounce off each other without jolting the passengers. On the other hand, Earth's aircraft do not have this protection. We also run when our ships are shot at, because the bullets bounce back to Earth. This has been confused by some to the idea that our ships have shot back. Our force fields protect against friction within atmospheres as well as bombardments by meteorites. Although the titanium hulls of the mothership and convoys are a help, most of the protection comes from energy fields. This is not ordinary titanium, but titanium treated with a certain ray, which also creates the translucent effect. Only the motherships are self-sufficient. Some of the energy needed of the convoys are recharged within the mothership's maintenance bay. Convoys are not intended for long journeys. Motherships draw all their energy directly from space. Life on Earth would certainly be revolutionized if the secret of magnetic power were introduced. Imagine for yourself the changes that would come about if energy were free and magnetic power ships were available to every man. However, the negative powers have a strong hold on Earth. Anything which may give more power and freedom to an individual is considered a threat, and this includes the laws of the Supreme Deity. In areas of technology, inventions which are good for the people but bad for those in power are usually locked away or destroyed or at least discredited. Earth owes much to the electrical inventor Nikola Tesla. Without him, Earth would not be where it is today. At one time, he worked with Thomas Edison in designing electric motors and generators. It was Tesla who was responsible for the power system at Niagara Falls. By the time he had reached his 70s, Nikola Tesla had more than 700 inventions to his credit. But Tesla was too advanced for his time. Even Edison turned against him and tried to discredit his more brilliant ideas. Tesla pioneered in tapping the unlimited energy available from Earth itself and understood that energy does not need to be generated at great power plants. Those who knew what Tesla was talking about at that time succeeded in discrediting the man and his ideas, and in that way keep the secrets of magnetic power from benefiting the world. Tesla's own words tell us what he was aiming at. The most valuable application of wireless energy will be the propulsion of flying machines. Upon his death, Tesla's laboratories were locked up, and over the years, the memory of his greatness has all but faded away. But few people on Earth know that he even existed, and fewer still know that he came here from the planet Venus to help you. And that is the end of the chapter.
Wow.
Thank you.